America Weekend.
And the great game is terrifying.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffo.
You are so busy at work here in the studio finding all of this information to bring us yet another amazing entertainment report.
And do you know what I'm going to start with you now?
Game of Thrones.
Because the season finale was amazing. And let me tell you something.
Please.
About this season finale.
Yes.
It literally, well, first of all, one, if you haven't watched it yet, what the hell are you waiting for? Two, if you haven't watched it yet, earmuffs, because I'm about to talk about it. Jon Snow is being proclaimed King of the North. This season finale really sets up the next season. Now, remember last week I was talking about how there were rumors that next season of Game of Thrones could be the end. This season finale really kind of paves the path for what is to come. Daenerys is on her fleet of ships coming towards Westeros. Jon Snow's being proclaimed King of the North. Cersei, you know, kind of blew up everybody and her son jumped out the window. So now she's sitting in the Iron Throne. That's not going to freaking last because Jaime Lannister's not so happy about that.
Wow.
He's pissed. So listen, it was a great season finale. There were a lot of amazing little surprises and twists and turns in the season finale. So, good for you, Game of Thrones, and I'm very excited to see what happens next season.
You know, I just love watching you respond to this show in this way. Even Walking Dead doesn't do this to you.
This episode and the episode prior were just so mind-blowing and amazing that it was just like...
You should be paid as a publicist for Game of Thrones. You really should.
I know.
Yes.
Okay, so WWE fans, you obviously know by now Roman Reigns suspended for 30 days because he failed the WWE wellness plan whatever that means.
Wellness plan.
Now, here's what I think. I don't think that it was like drugs because they're actually working it into storylines, like on Monday Night Raw.
Yes.
So I think that maybe he was probably taking some herbal supplement, you know, not steroids, but something else and blah, 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 blah. Because, you know, back in the day, there was no regulation.
No.
And you start to see them all dying of a massive heart attack.
Right.
You know, unsuspected dead.
At 41.
Found in the hotel room and stuff like that. So now they're very strict with the, you know, with their employees.
Yes.
So he failed, suspended for 30 days. I'm sure that once he comes back, he'll get the belt right back, and they'll go right back on track with the three-way match and all that other stuff.
Well, he has to really fight for and win the belt, doesn't he?
Yeah, but they were supposed to have, like, a triple threat match or something like that, and now he's suspended, so I don't know what they're doing with that. But, you know, I'm sure that it's only 30 days, so
he'll
be back soon.
They'll figure it out.
Exactly. This story made me feel extremely old. Courtney Love's daughter was married. Frances
Marie
Corbin.
How old is she?
Okay, wait a minute. I don't know how old she is, but she's old enough to have been married for 2 years and now is getting a divorce. I was like, are you kidding me right now? Like, it makes sense. Kurt Cobain died so long ago.
I'm here minusing years to figure this out. You know what? She could, she could very technically be 23 years old.
I was
going
to say like mid-20s maybe.
Yes.
But you, in your mind, still think of her as like a baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Anyway, so Courtney Love went on the record to talk about her daughter's divorce and how Frances Bean Cobain is better off. Mm-hmm. Recently, she was seen moving out of the house that she shared with the husband's name, Isaiah Silva. I guess the LAPD had to be there to keep the peace. So
really?
I don't know what's going on with that, but there was some drama. And Courtney Love saying, good for you, honey. You get out of that relationship. And she's gone.
That's
so,
amazing.
Yeah, married for 2 years.
You know, we are getting old.
It's the same kind of thing when you think about Eminem's daughter, Haley.
Yeah.
Because, you know, back in the day, he would, you know, talk about how his... And now she's like some hot, like, tall, good-looking blonde.
Well, Eminem hit the scene, almost, 15, 16
you know,
years ago.
Crazy. Anyway, Suge Knight was involved in a shooting.
Again?
Well, apparently he's suing Chris Brown because of a shooting that happened back in 2014 at the One Oak nightclub that he was involved in. Apparently he was shot four times, once in the leg, in the arm. He was shot, like, in the stomach or something like that. He's suing Chris Brown because there should have been better security.
Don't you think the judges have to kind of draw straws to see who can avoid having
to sit
and have this case come into their courtroom?
It's like, I always think it's very funny when like these celebs get caught with a gun in their waistband, on their waistband of their pants, walking into a club, and then it accidentally went off, or I can't believe I got shot when I pushed that guy because he was looking at my girl. Like, what the hell do you think is going to happen?
Well, when you're wearing sweatpants and you're not wearing underwear and you're still trying to keep the gun in there and you only have the elastic from the cheap sweatpants, they're not buying fancy sweatpants. You're going to lose your weapon. Don't walk in large. These things don't happen.
I can't even.
My goodness.
But it's...
What?
I'm not... It's always a great thing to talk about in an Entertainment Report, but am I shocked?
No.
No.
And you know what's going to happen again.
Of course it
is. Again and again.
And again and again.
Yes.
Like this situation. Lil Wayne. Suspect in an apparent assault at a nightclub after the BET Awards. Apparently, he hit the doorman to this nightclub,
yeah.
And now the doorman, of course, is, you know, pressing charges.
Of course he is. And Lil Wayne makes many appearances in this Entertainment Report. I'm starting to realize that.
Well, because, you know, when you have a lot of dumb stuff going on in your life, you are going to be inserted into my Entertainment Report.
He becomes fodder for you.
What do you think is going to happen if you're a famous rapper who's a billionaire, probably, mm-hmm. and you push a doorman who's a doorman at a nightclub, what, making $15 an hour?
If that. You're going to be writing a big check for a
what
settlement in about 6 weeks.
What do you think's going to happen, big man?
That's right. Big man, Lil Wayne, look at you with the paradox there.
I'm just saying.
Look at you. You're a poet. Drawing these comparisons.
It's so poetic.
The subtlety in the things you do.
Mm. So I guess the house that Brittany Murphy died in,
yes.
which is called the death house, I guess, is what they referred to this house.
I would imagine, at least in the neighborhood, hey, there's the death house. Stay away from there.
Well, I guess it's back on the market. They dropped it $1 million. So now it's not going for 19.4. It's going for 18.4. They reduced the price to try to make it more appealing. They renovated it from the ground up.
Yeah.
Still does not take away from the fact that someone died in the house.
Sure, sure.
I don't care if you... Listen, if you are a freak like me and,
yeah.
and you think that there's always paranormal stuff going on around you and you watch those shows and, of course, it just escalates all the
Brittany's
thoughts in your brain.
She's
still in the house.
She's still there.
And when you break ground yeah. and you do renovations, they say that all that activity makes it more.
Even worse.
Right.
I don't want any additions put onto this house.
No additions.
This is Brittany. I'm not signing
off
on this.
We need to burn some sage and, like, spray it around the house.
Gee, why is the pool turning into blood? I don't understand, honey.
I wonder why.
It's starting to boil.
Why does it sound like someone's walking around the attic?
Shh,
So the house has 5 bedrooms, 6 yeah. bathrooms, a home theater, massage room, wine cellar, infinity pool, and an elevator. It's 9,400 square feet and 3 stories, but somebody died in the house.
That's a nice house. I don't care.
So
You can seal off the death room. She didn't die in every single room. She died in a bedroom, right? Seal it off. You don't have to see it.
I don't know, man.
Please, you got like beautiful like marble granite countertops in the kitchen. I don't care if she died in an upstairs bathroom or bedroom or whatever.
Well,
it's
on the market.
Can you imagine? Think of your house. Think of what could have gone on in your house. Think.
I don't want to think about that. Listen, you don't think that I've thought about that. You don't think that I've thought about that because I'm a crazy person and have seen so many of these paranormal activity.
Yes, and you follow all this stuff.
Ghost hunting shows and stuff like that. And I'm just like, okay.
And they're coming for you. And see, and we, all right, and I have something like this in my house.
Oh.
When we bought our house,
yeah.
downstairs, in the stairs, before we finished off the cellar and became my studio, there was some pencil writing. It was obviously a child, and it looks like he was trying to draw the control panel of an airplane.
Okay.
So he would sit under the basement stairs, I guess, and pretend that was a cockpit. And so I always kid around to my wife and say, it's the dead kid from under the stairs in the basement.
Come on! See,
oh, I've done that. We've
please.
Been in this house 22 years. I still do it. It's material I can always go back to. The dead kid under the stairs.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, if when we try to sell the house, I will not say that I will paint over this.
Of course.
It's
even
still
though
in there.
I feel like when yes. you're buying a house, the real estate agent doesn't have to disclose if there was a death in the house.
No.
But if you ask,
then they do.
They're obligated to tell you, yeah, you know, 3 people were murdered in the attic.
Begs the question. When you bought your house,
no,
did you ask?
I didn't.
See?
You know,
and now you're sorry.
I almost did because when we went to go see the house.
Yeah.
Every door was locked inside the house.
That's spooky.
They blamed it on the dog. And I was just like...
It's a smart dog.
The dog knows how to open a knob. Like, I don't understand. The door to the attic was locked. The door to the basement was locked. And I was thinking... And the wife saw me and she was like, oh, I know it's kind of weird that the dog, you know, jumps up on the knob and gets into everything. And
that's
I'm
creepy.
Thinking,
there's something going on there. They had activity in there they did not want you to see. There was either a dead person being stored.
Oh, my God.
The upstairs third
Please,
bedroom was
I
a freebasing lab. All kinds of stuff.
Well, nothing has happened yet.
Yet.
So.
Yet. Well. hoping that it doesn't.
Let's see. Hoping that nothing goes on. Leading into my next story, because I feel like I may need some of this.
Yes.
You ever hear of alcoholic ice cream?
No, okay. But I'd like to.
So MercerDairy.com.
Yeah.
MercerDairy.com.
Right.
They have peach white Zinfandel, strawberry sparkling ice cream, ooh, lemon sparkling, red raspberry Chardonnay, Riesling, chocolate Cabernet, cherry Merlot, Shiraz. They have a bunch of different alcoholic ice cream.
That sounds really, really
so
good.
So if you're in the mood, ladies, to not have a drink, but you want to, you know, feed that sweet tooth and get drunk at the same time, check out MercerDairy.com. And they have a bunch of different flavors here. And I am actually going to buy the Peach White Zinfandel.
That sounds really, really good.
That sounds amazing.
You always find these interesting things for us.
Yeah, I know.
You're amazing.
I really am. I know.
Wow. Look at you broadening the consumer's horizons all across the
Thanks.
Country.
Thanks.
Wow. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now, and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.